You needed that show off to show you're bigger, so they leave you alone, they don't eat you. You needed that show off to find a mate. Right? That time is over. Since when? Civilization. Because after civilization, you are not a person. You are a citizen. You belong to the city because you are a part of that identity. That identity, which is the new quality. After passing that critical mass, how could you forget about the critical mass? This is how we discovered the atomic bomb. You know what atomic bomb is? Who doesn't know what atomic bomb is really? Honestly, atomic bomb is two pieces of shit, I will call it. Two pieces of shit brought together. That's what it is, nothing else. There is this stuff, okay, that we will purify, blah, 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 at the end is an unstable uranium. By unstable, I mean its critical mass is very low. Its critical mass is a kilo. It's around a kilo, okay? So what do? We make something with two cavity in it, separated. We put half a kilo here, half a kilo over there. The question is, how do you make these two together? Because if you just bring them together, they explode. Because they're one kilo. 750 gram of it is nonsense. You put it in the refrigerator. And the radiation is not that much. It is there, but it's not that much. Just put them together. We do that by another bomb. With another bomb, we eliminate that separating wall. They become together. They pass the critical mass. They explode. Then we realize there is a critical mass for every quantity in the universe. You think that, okay, I know what the stone is, you know what the earth is it? Okay? If I have two other earths and I bring them and slowly approach them, they attract each other, they become one, these three, right? If I add 250, what will happen? You have a bigger one? No. It passes a critical mass. It will collapse inside. It will illuminate like the sun. Because that's the mass. Quantity. See? Forget about those nonsense old notion of quantity that goes to somewhere which is unlimited, then we call it. It's not. It's critical mass, and it depends what you're talking about. I remember the virus stuff, this is serious. One virus can do nothing. A critical number of them, then it's over. We never kill them all. We go and kill a lot of them, they become below the critical mass, we give up. Doesn't matter. Let them be there. That's how it is. This is new. Up to 100 years ago, everything is either poison or good for you, right? Nowadays we know there is no such a thing. Whatever you eat has a portion of poison, a portion of good stuff. Try for the balance. Because pure poison, pure good stuff is not there. So whenever you think about quantities, be aware of that quality. Because crowd is not a number. Is it? What is the number of crowd? Everybody knows it. 6-year-old boy knows he's innocent, but a teenager knows. 3 is crowd. Yes, if you're a teenager, 3 is crowd. If you're an activist, 10,000 is not a crowd yet, nobody showed up. That's, think about the quantities that you, because we accepted logic as if it is a God said. This is how we live in logic. Logic is made up by Aristoteles. Was a dumb, stupid fellow 2,000 years ago. That's what the logic is. And all the aspect of it is not clear yet. So, we wanted to eliminate some of that logic, some of that know-how. Which part? My goodness, a lot. Because we're talking about the cleanup. So many years of education, social participation and all that, and the illusion of I know has a lot of show off. Getting rid of them is the polish, right? That's when he came to this writer of the Vag, the Kati. Why? Because he's making the point that he was talking about something that polishing. At the end of the polishing, he say, maybe you don't know you have a lot to be polished. Maybe you are busy with logical conversation with yourself again while I'm talking about this. I know you are busy, but I need you to listen. There are 2 states. One is when you don't know. The other state is when you know. And you have to behave differently. When you don't know, what do you do? Do you remember? Oh, we talked about it in the future. We talk about it. It's the middle of the night. You don't know where to go. It's dark. Okay. Slowly walk. Don't sit down because you don't know where to go. Walk. Slowly. Doesn't matter where you go. Just walk. Then later he will tell you, no. There is this fellow, wherever this fellow wants, you go to others. This is the beginning of book 2. Then we talk about it. Because when you don't know, you don't know. What about when you know? It's middle of the night, you are in the desert, no landmark, nothing, but you know the stars. You know us, astronomy. Then what do? You have an answer? Quiet. How about if you know, but you still go to that silly, stupid way you were going when you didn't know? How about that? Isn't that silly? He said, this is what you're doing now. Because up to now, let's say up to this hour, you didn't know that quantity and quality are interrelated in a way that there is a critical mass, that quantity will create a quality, right? Now that you know it, shouldn't you act differently? Because the example he will bring, he will say, yes, when it is in the dark, in the night, they said, Tahri. Tahri in Arabic means freedom, means free yourself. Of what? The Muslims are told to pray towards one direction, Mecca, right? All of that. It's in the middle of the night, you're in the middle of nowhere, you don't know where it is. What should you do? I know you. You want to not to pray. He said, no, do your prayer. How? Do it. Doesn't matter. free yourself from finding it because you cannot. Here we say, that one was for the night that you don't see. But when you say, because I'm talking about it now, I'm showing you that there are stuff in you that honestly you don't need. Let me show you one example for this six-year-old boy. Every woman has the weapon ready for the other woman when the nests are closed enough and they are giving birth. Every woman will defend this little territory because of my babies, right? And it's needed because they all do it. Go to one of these islands, see these immigrant birds. Each of them will find their territory from last season maybe, or new, and they defend it and they should, right? Should you pick on your neighbors now? Here there is a police, law, social. You don't need to fight your neighbors, right? How about the feeling of jealousy? Because over there, if the neighbor has a shinier nest, they pick. The feeling is in you, isn't it? If your neighbor has something fantastic, suddenly you lose your sleep over jealousy. What is that? It's in you. We understand. In the bird is okay, but in you it's not okay. For this is okay, but for the teacher is not. And I'm both of them. So the teacher will carry the cadaver of this for a long period of time. Because I cannot let this king and walk away. We carry it. So be careful about it. It doesn't let you go. And the last thing that he will say about this, he will say, let me get rid of one of the illusions that you have. And maybe it's the main one. It's a part of your show off, but I will highlight it for you to remember all. Okay? How do you like to know one of major shortcomings of your attitude in your life? All of you, no exception here. One of the main shortcomings of our attitude is because we believe in privacy. Right? We believe in me and what I have here, and nobody knows. Let's go back to the animal kingdom and you will see everybody thinks like this, right? And everybody is like this. Each individual has its own manner and thought, right? Let's come back here to us. This animal here is that one. What about the teacher? What is the requirement of the teacher? Teacher has something personal, private in his mind? Nonsense! That privacy and personality and personal, that ego individual, is nonsense here. Because whatever teacher says, it will be broadcasted. It will be said over there. How could I deny it? See the difference? That this is what it is. It's not like this. That was an example I gave you. The best example is Rumi. He said, you know what? You always think that you cheat and nobody will get you. Because you have a hidden place in you. Silly people, there is this lie detector machine outside. Rumi said it. You don't know. It's enough